Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Well, hey, Gene. Today is Friday, folks. This is our bittersweet day. It's sweet because we get to reveal our trivia question and we get to draw the name of our winner for this week. But it's bitter because we have to say goodbye for a couple of days. But we'll survive.
But then it goes right back to sweet again. Then it goes right back to sweet again because even though we won't be here for a couple of days, that means we got a whole nother week coming up here as soon as we can.
Yeah.
Get there.
Yeah.
You know, so, huh? Heck yeah.
So I guess we'll start with the trivia question.
Let's do.
We'll start with the phone number. If anybody wants to call in and get in on this and have their name added to our drawing, we have quite a few names in our box today.
This
so if
awesome.
Anybody wants to get in on that now's the time. 516-418-5651.
Excellent. Now I have what I want to add, a surprise for you, Mary. Today for the trivia question reveal, I actually have a drum roll and cymbal crash prepared if you'd like to.
I love it.
All right. So, well, I'll tell you what. Whenever you're ready, the time comes, just let me know. I will. Produce.
And I can always ring my bells.
Well, see, I came to Green Gables today to do my do the show.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to do some fun things. And so here I am. I usually am not here, you know, like there's no people or anything. So, like, I can just talk and do the show and do the drum roll and everything else
Very
I
cool.
want to do today. So, heck yeah.
Well, I'll give out the question and hints for the trivia, and we'll save the answer for later in the show.
All right.
The question is, where is the Great Barrier Reef located? And the hints are, this is one of the seven wonders of the natural world.
Okay.
It is larger than the Great Wall of China and the only living thing on Earth visible from space. It stretches for 1,429 miles over an area of approximately 133,000 square miles. The Great Barrier Reef has more than 100 tropical islands. And some you can visit and some are kind of like barren. The reef contains an abundance of marine life and comprises more than 3,000 individual reef systems and coral keys.
Wow.
So ponder that one for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine 3,000 individual reef systems?
That's pretty crazy. Well, you know, and I guess reefs are alive. They're like living creatures.
They are.
They kind of look like...
Coral is a living animal.
Yeah.
Now, when most people think of coral as a hard, calcified thing like rock, because that's what they sell in souvenir stores and whatnot, that is dead coral. It's coral that has died and been harvested or washed up on shore.
But so like skeleton.
It's like a skeleton. Yeah.
Huh.
But the actual living coral reef is is alive and supple, very, very supple. Now, interesting little tidbit and a little segue. The upcoming issue of Be Unique magazine, which comes out on December 1, has an article about a couple that is working to restore the coral reefs around the world.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't made it through it yet. There's so much. That's awesome.
This is the one coming up. This is not the one just out.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Our next issue.
Oh, even more. That's awesome.
Yes, always more.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, I know that that coral reefs are in danger for various reasons, environmental reasons especially. And
it's
kind of hard to really maybe fathom them being as living creatures if you don't know it, you know, if you don't understand what they are.
And one of the biggest problems is plastic pollution and other kinds of pollution. But it's smothering and suffocating these living creatures. And the coral is a living creature, but there are other living creatures, fishes and seahorses and urchins and whatnot, that require the coral environment in order for them to live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They all live together.
Didn't
the Beatles write a song about that? All living together? Oh, no, that was the Yellow Submarine.
Yellow Submarine.
Yeah, okay, never mind. So we're talking about trees today, I guess, huh?
Yes, we are talking about trees.
That's exciting. I love trees.
Trees are so much fun, and trees are, well, oh, speaking of, another article upcoming in the issue that releases in December is from Elisa Kaler. I should have mentioned Marion Verwey, and I'm not sure if I can pronounce her name right. Verwey, I think it is. She is an English writer who lives in the Netherlands and has for many, many years. She is the one who has written the article about Thanacora, this organization working to save the reefs of the world. But Elisa Kaler has written an article about trees for the next issue. And she talks about how we are all connected. And, you know, you were the one who told me that I think it's the aspen tree that is one living environment, one living organism, that all of the roots throughout the world are connected somehow?
Well, I guess. I don't know the whole world or there's large sets of them, but I know that there are like thousands of acres of forest can be all one organism, you know, the same
that
roots.
That is wild.
Yeah, like a giant grass. Almost,
maybe
you know,
like
a
giant
grass.
Like a big family of tree that's all connected.
That is really wild. Well,
and
the thing I want to point out too with that same thing, all other trees have connections, the same kind of connections through like the soil and fungi that mushrooms, like large mushroom organisms will carry messages from one tree to another and from the rest of the environment to the trees through the soil. I thought that was pretty
cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a caller.
Oh, hi,
Let's
caller.
See who it
Excellent.
Is.
Woo-hoo.
Hello there, caller. Who's on the line?
Oh, just another tree, buddy.
Hey,
Kathy.
How you doing?
Hi.
What's happening with you two?
Oh,
we're
just
about
talking
trees.
About trees. Having the time of our life here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want you both to remind me the next time we're all at Bountiful Farms, before we start unloading my truck, to go hug that big gigantic tree.
Oh, yes.
I have been, from the moment I saw it, I wanted to hug it. And I didn't do it. And I keep saying, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to do it next week. I'll do it next week.
I know. Well, we'll do it. I'll help you remember. Between us, we have to drive right by it twice, and we're going to be parked right there. And so
yeah.
Let's.
Well, we almost did this past week, but Kathy and Tom were waiting for us, so I didn't want to hold up. Tom was already getting impatient and ready to go home, I could tell. So I didn't want to hold him up any longer.
That's his normal state of mind.
Oh, okay.
I can relate.
My mother used to be hurry up, let's go. And as soon as we get to our destination, when can we leave? How long do we have to be here? She was all about the journey, I guess, rather than the destination. Let's make another journey, go somewhere else.
Right, right. Well, yeah. That's pretty fun.
So, you know, Florida had this amazing tree called the Senator. It was a big cypress tree that was accidentally burned by someone using drugs. But the tree was just a fascinating tree. And it was one of the trees on my list to go see, but I never got to.
Uh-huh.
There are trees all over the place that are so much bigger and so much older than we'll ever know.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
When I'm in the presence of those trees, like at Green Gables, it's just a majestic feel. But actually, those trees are young.
Compared
you know, they're
to
only
them,
like
yeah.
130 years old or so.
Mm-hmm.
But those big trees are the ones that live 1,000 years are just fascinating.
Totally. I saw one on Facebook the other day. It was like 1,060 years old, this one tree.
Nice.
And it lived, you know, it lived in the same town, and everybody, it was like this, it was part of who they were, you know, as a community.
Yep.
Pretty cool.
So, Kathy, do you know the answer to our trivia question this week?
I don't even know what the trivia question is.
Tisk, tisk, tisk. It is.
Tisk.
Yes. Where
I'm so
is?
Bad.
Well, you have a job to do. You work hard for yourself at the Little Green Oasis, and you also work hard for Be Unique.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, where is the Great Barrier Reef located? I'll give
where
you some hints.
Where is it located?
Yes.
I feel like I'm a history buff, right?
And you can't say in the water.
Well, it is one of the seven wonders of the natural world.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if I've been there yet.
I don't know.
We have a symbol crash today too, Kathy.
I don't think any of my clues actually give you a hint of where it is. They're just facts about it.
Yeah.
It is not in Hawaii. It is in an island continent, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
One country that it's an island, it's off the coast of an island that is a country and a continent all on unto itself.
Well, did the Queen live there?
I don't think they have a Queen there anymore.
No, actually, if I'm thinking, they officially came out a few years back and said, we no longer recognize the Queen, even though we want to stay hooked up every other way.
Yeah. But kind of sound... Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a clue that if you don't get it from this clue, you... won't get it. There are a lot of kangaroos and koalas.
I already know there's lots of Australian people around here.
All right. The Great Barrier Reef is located off the coast of
Australia.
Yeah. Woohoo.
So we missed our drum roll on that one, but I'll tell you what. Well, I'm going to our time is up, so I need to go ahead and draw.
We don't
what
have
about
a drummer? We got Gene to play the flute.
Oh, Gene's got an actual drummer. He's going to do a drum.
Oh.
We're going to pick somebody, right?
Yeah, I'm shaking my box. You hear?
Okay.
All these names are in a box. They're written on index cards, so they're kind of hard. And I've got a lot in there today. A lot of people have interacted with us in one way or another. So.
Awesome.
Give me my drum roll, and when you hit that rim shot, I will pull a name. The name is Angie Williams. Wow.
All right.
All right, Angie.
Nice.
Very good. Yes,
and a great
sir.
Gift it'll be.
It'll be a
is
unique
she,
gift.
Is she the other girl from the market?
No, this is not the same Angie.
Oh, okay.
She had actually emailed me to tell me that she could not participate in our Thanksgiving special, which is at 2:00 today.
Oh.
Anybody who wants to call in at 2:00 today, Gene and I will be back on the air, and we will be talking about all the things we're grateful for, and we want to hear from everybody who say that they've got something to be thankful and grateful for anywhere mm-hmm. in the world. And we are going to have the show extended, but we're not going to extend this show any longer because it's over, folks. We'll see you back here
all
at 2
right.
o'clock.
All right.
Thanks
see
for
you,
calling
everybody.
In, Kathy.
Thank you so
bye,
much.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Here we go. This will take us out of here. We'll be back at 2 o'clock, folks. Call in at 516-418-5651 or email contact Gene and Mary and tell me what you're thankful for, and I will read it on the air. Until 2 o'clock. Bye-bye.